Lehan was the only one who came to visit me, a few days after they had taken Corin away. I had not left my chamber. Iskan had locked the door behind Itzani when she carried Corin away. The maidservants came in and emptied my chamber pot and brought me food that I did not touch. My sister stood in the doorway and looked at me a long while. I was sitting huddled up against the wall, where I had spent most of my time. That bed was the place where I had given birth to Corin. I could not lie in it again. I was barely conscious of Lehan's presence until she started speaking. "He would let you meet Corin if you only composed yourself." Her voice was a mixture of pity and scorn. I looked up, but she avoided my gaze. She fingered a ring on her left hand, a large green stone set in gold, evidently a gift from Iskan. Until that moment, I had felt nothing but despair and boundless sorrow. But suddenly, a violent hatred blazed inside me. It was so powerful that I began to shake. I wanted to speak, but all these overwhelming sensations were crammed in my throat, and I could not squeeze out a word. "You have been behaving like a madwoman, Kabira. Do you not understand that he is thinking only of what is best for his son? An unbalanced mother could hurt her child, or worse." But she didn't fully believe her own words. If she did, she would have looked me in the eye. "Do you know who it is you lie with each night?" The words tore at my throat, raw from days and nights of screaming and raging. I did not take my eyes off Lehan as I clambered to my feet. The skin on my knuckles split open again, and the wounds I had incurred from beating the walls with my fists started to bleed. "Do you know whose member is making you pant like a bitch in heat?" Lehan edged out of the door and tried to close it behind her, but I was too fast and darted like a snake to wedge my foot in front of the door before she could close it fully. At that moment, I realized that she had come to see me without anybody knowing. No servants were waiting outside. I easily pushed open the door. I have always been stronger than Lehan. Delicate little Lehan with her shiny hair and shimmering skin. "Not only have you taken your sister's husband into your bed, which is already Oaki, you sleep with our mother's murderer. You welcome our father's killer into your bed. You spread your legs for the man who slew our brother and sister." Lehan was staring at me, finally meeting my gaze, her eyes wide with horror. I grabbed hold of her arm and dragged her back into the chamber and closed the door behind us. I leaned my face close into hers. "Listen now, little Lehan, little harlot Lehan, listen carefully. Iskan made me reveal to him the secrets of Anji, and he found a new use for her forbidden water. It allows him to kill without leaving a trace." I saw my saliva spray on her face, but she made no attempt to wipe it away. "You are crazy," she whispered, but could not take her eyes off my face, like a vole transfixed by a venomous snake, unable to move. "Am I? Am I really? Tell me, little Lehan, Iskan's little plaything, does the vizier yet live? Or has Iskan implemented his plan to kill his own father as well? Perhaps the vizier passed away in his sleep?" She went pale. He received word yesterday that the Honorable Vizier had passed away in his sleep. She tried to back away. But he was old. You could have guessed. I did not let go of her arm. I could have. But tell me, did Iskan visit his father the day before he died? And was it perchance the day after the full moon? Her silence was answer enough. I smiled and opened my eyes wide. I must have appeared out of my mind. That's right. That's right, little Lehan. Think back. Was the moon waning when our family died? You know it was. I can see it in your eyes. When I lay sick in bed, Lehan, when Iskan forced our first child from my body. You think you're the only one with whom he slakes his lust, but he had me first, you little harlot, many times. And then he murdered our child, and my family, and all the baby girls I have carried before Corrin. Why do you think I have been behaving this way? She was crying now, with deep sobs that made her body convulse, and mucus and tears were streaming down her perfect face, and oh, how I wished that Iskan could see her at that moment. I was so far removed from my mind and senses that I reached out a forefinger to catch a tear from her cheek and licked it. But, why did you marry him? She asked between sobs. Nobody forced you? Kabira, why did you walk into his trap? She clutched at my free arm with hers and grasped tight, heartbroken. I studied her contorted facial features, fascinated, because for once she did not look beautiful, but red and bloated and ugly. Ugly. It was your fault? Do you not see? I cocked my head to one side. He was threatening your life. If I did as he said, he would spare you. I did it for your sake, you little bitch. And as thanks, I have to listen to him making you moan night after night. As thanks, you have turned your back on me. As thanks, you have helped him take my child from me. Tell me, will you get as much pleasure when he enters you tonight? Will you enjoy him licking your tender young breasts as before? The spirits of the dead walk these halls. They are watching you. They have seen your every deed, heard every moan. Mother and father, Agin and Tihe. Can you picture them before you? Good. Then think about how you are honoring their memory. I tried to warn you, so do not plead ignorance. I shook her hand off my arm and pushed her away, spat on the floor by her feet. One thing you knew without doubt, that he was my husband. Nothing can change that. I drove her out of the chamber. She offered no resistance. I slammed the door and fell to the floor. All of my energy drained away in an instant. I crept back into my corner and folded my arms over my head. I felt a brief sense of satisfaction from seeing Lehan's whole world fall apart around her. Vengeance flowed through my body like sweetest honey. But soon I was left with a bitter burning in my mouth and throat, and the chamber was empty and nothing. Nothing could give me respite. Iskan found her that night. She had hanged herself with the belt from Agin's old jacket. He immediately understood the cause, fetched me and forced me to take down her body and wash and dress it for the burial. I will never forget the way she looked. I will never forget who is to blame for her death. Do you not realize that you have only made things worse for yourself? Said Iskhan, shaking his head. Now you have nobody at all. Come, Kabira. It is time to stop with this willfulness. If you start behaving like the submissive wife I expected from the start, I will let you see Corin and give you fine clothes and jewelry. You are the vizier's wife now. My great plan is about to be set in motion. I shall extend the house. There is so much to do. I will need several sons. If you do as I say, you may meet with them frequently, and they shall call you mother. There was nothing else left for me. There was nothing to fight for. So I became Kabira, first wife of the vizier. And that was my life for the 40 years that followed.